Oh, Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving time already, a time when we think about food and family and food. Twice. It's that important. I know. We're ACs. You'll get it. You'll get it. And of course, we take time to think about what we're thankful for, right? Through all the stresses that we've throughout the whole year, when we stop and get down to what really matters, we clearly see that we do have a lot to be thankful for. True? We do. The Old Testament mentions thanks and being thankful 102 times. The New Testament, 71 times. So we're looking at 173 times the Bible talks about this concept of being thankful. And sometimes when I'm talking to my kids and they're like, "Dad, we know you said that 100 times already." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I'm going to tell you 100 more times until you get it." You know, and I think sometimes when we see these big themes like that in the Bible, I think that's kind of God saying, "I know, but I'm going to tell you 100 more times so you get it." And God knows our character, knows we need to be reminded of those things at times. The overarching theme in the Bible, when it talks about thankfulness, is this concept of God's loving kindness, all one word. And several scriptures point to that concept of loving kindness, and some of the scriptures flat out talk about loving kindness specifically, like in Psalm 138:2, and it says, "I will bow down toward your holy temple. I will get down and I will praise you, God. I will give you thanks for your name. I will give you thanks for your loving kindness. And I will give you thanks for your truth." And I think that's just a really great verse and just really kind of pours our heart out in that loving kindness. At Vision Day this year, one of the speakers finished up by putting up a picture. So you guys were there, remember this. Put up a picture of a child reaching up and holding a father's hand. And it was a metaphor for God, and kind of like us, like our parents, when we're reaching up for our parents' hand, they're guiding us in a loving way. And I think it's just kind of a really neat concept and ideology, that loving kindness, walking hand in hand with God. And the great biblical scholar Henry Ford said, "Those who walk with God always reach their destination. Those who walk with God always reach their destination." Fact. Let's be thankful for a loving God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Lord God, we are just thankful, Father, as we are bowing down in your holy temple, your place of worship, Father. And just give thanks for your name, and giving thanks for your loving kindness. And we just give thanks for your truth, for your Bible, for your word, dear Lord, that we can use to draw closer to you, to understand you. And we just pray this evening as we give our testimonies of thanksgiving, Father, we just pray that we can do that in a way that can glorify and honor you. And we just pray for each of those who will be getting up and speaking tonight, for we know that sometimes getting up in front of people can cause anxiety. And so we just pray for each one that they can feel the calmness of you with them. And we just pray, oh Father, and just give you thanks for the multitude of blessings that you've given us in this country, in this land of freedom. But we just give you thanks most of all for your son, Jesus, the plan of salvation. In his name we do pray. Amen. First up tonight will be Zach Baumgartner.
Hello. For most of you who don't know me, I've been in this church ever since I was born in 1995. And back then, it was very different. The church was not nearly as big as it is today. The church was not remodeled like it is. And believe it or not, Ken had more hair than he does now. And then, as an infant, I don't really remember much, but I do know that I was cared for very much by the congregation, even as an infant. And growing up, I started to develop friendships with Graham Stiglitz, Greg Stiglitz's son, J. Justin Lickley, John Lickley's son, and the Bleer boys, Ron Bleer's sons, and also Austin Weicher, Ken's grandson. And we've also had many good people come and go as well, like Eric Zeller, who was our lead song leader, and also he used to babysit me when I was younger as well, and he was Jenny's husband, who is now currently in heaven, and John Mayer and Edie Mayer, who are both in heaven as well. And then we also used to have Fred Witzik as one of our ministers too. And as I started to get older, I realized that I needed to repent and be baptized. So I was baptized in September 20th, 2009, at the age of 14. After I was baptized, it was around that time that we started to remodel the church. So we had to go to the school next door to do Sunday school. And we did Sunday school in the classrooms, and then we did the sermons in the gymnasium there. Once the school was all remodeled, we came back here, and I realized that I wanted to do something more for the church, and that was build a fire pit, which is located just out right in front of the parking lot for my Eagle Scout project. I did a fundraiser, a pancake fundraiser breakfast here as well in the cafeteria. After the fundraiser was done, we raised the money and built the fire pit, and we use it for many outreach activities. And we did the reception in here as well, and I earned my Eagle Scout in 2013. After earning my Eagle Scout, I started to focus more in high school and getting good grades and moving on to college. Once in college, I started going to IUPUI, and I'm currently at IUPUI earning my computer engineering technology degree and hope to get a job in software programming sometime next year when I graduate in May 2018. And my life hasn't always been good. It has had a lot of rough edges, but I know that whatever God has in store for me in the future will be for my own good. And I know that this church will always be behind me in prayer and love, and I'm very thankful for that. And for a verse before I leave, Philippians 4:6, but be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And that has been a very good encouragement for me in my prayer and being thankful. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Our next presenter will be Miss Lynn Weicher.
I don't have mine memorized like Zach. All right. Mine's on Count Your Blessings. And many of us grew up singing this song from the time we were little. And the chorus was upbeat and fun to sing. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Johnson Oatman, Jr. from New Jersey was born 1856 to a local merchant and just happened to be the best singer in town. His dad happened to be the best singer in town with a rich, powerful voice. Young Johnson could not sing as well as his father, yet he grew up wanting to make some musical contributions of his own. For a time, he worked in the family business, but soon gave up those opportunities and began to study for the ministry. He finished school, and at 36, he wrote Count Your Blessings. From his gifted pen, 200 songs a year, with a total of 3,000 total, spreading the gospel with his songs. Well, I had a happy, ideal childhood with Christian parents and gave my life to Christ at the age of 15. And so even the two difficult words in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, always and everything, didn't seem that difficult. It's probably that childlike faith that we lose sight of as we get older and have more responsibilities on it. But in its entirety, the passage reads, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus." Well, then as time goes on and the billows blow and conflicts come and life happens, the words "rejoice always" and "in everything give thanks" become more challenging. So now I'm a Christian, and I have married the man of my dreams with hair. And I have 3 beautiful little children and a lovely home, but it's not as easy as my mom made it seem. We had to leave farming. We moved to the city. Then I lost my mom when she was only 59, and my children were not doing exactly what I wanted them to do. I had cancer and chemo, and our list goes on and on. When upon life's billows, you are tempest-tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Surely God doesn't intend for me to always be filled with praise and thankfulness. But the scripture confirms he does. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. This is not natural for me. I'm not a naturally optimistic person like Ken or my dad. They both have modeled this for me and helped me, you know, concentrate on counting my blessings. But a couple of years after my mom had died, I was with my dad when a neighbor asked him, "Bill, how do you stay so positive? I haven't even lost a spouse, and I get so discouraged sometimes." My dad answered, "I guess my parents always told me to count my blessings and not to think on bad things." A side note, Johnson Oatman wrote this when my parents were born. So it was probably their praise song of the day. Ken always says that an attitude is a choice. Choose to have a good attitude. It's one of his famous sayings. And he'll sometimes say, "Don't be a martyr, dear." Why does God want us to be thankful? Because we become more aware of his presence and more motivated to find his purpose. Thankfulness teaches us to trust God, build our faith, and recognize our dependence upon him. How can we be thankful in all things? The Bible tells us we must first be a child of God. Then we'll receive the Holy Spirit, who will enable us to become more like Christ, do the work God wants us to do, and express gratitude even when we can feel we cannot. The Holy Spirit is powerful, and he'll help us with these things. Our thankfulness allows us to rise above our problems and to place our focus upon God. When we thank him and rejoice in him, we will be energized by his glory. Giving thanks is the will of God. Colossians 3:15 and the other 170 plus times, 30, okay, that it says it in the Bible. What can you thank him for right now? Count your many blessings.
Thanks, Lynn. Ken, I saw a picture of you not too long ago with hair. That was... It's really nice. Evidence. All right, our next presenter is going to be Mark Weitrich.
All right. So my original thought was just to, and the game plan was just to read this chapter, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to read Psalm 138. Just a little brief intro is just this chapter. It's really short. It's not really long, but it just gives a good summary of kind of with my wife and I coming here, and there's a lot to be thankful for as far as bringing a community around us and friends that we know that we've gotten to hang out here, and some mentors that have stepped into our lives and have given us a lot. So that's a lot to be thankful for. And then getting here, I guess going back, it's just been really neat how God provided. We had to uproot and sell our house, but that was a cool experience. So thankful for all that. So I'll go ahead and read this and then be done. So, "I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name, and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord, for though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out my hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Our women's group will now come up and sing a song for us. Thank you. That was very nice. And Lizzie, awesome interpretive dance for that song. Our next presenter will be Bill Bradford.
Happy Thanksgiving. I need Thanksgiving to remind me of the life I've been able to live with God's blessings. Recently, I wrote my memoirs, not on the bestseller list yet, which gave me a new or renewed perspective of what is really important. Many of the blessings lie under the surface, which is a good reason for doing your memoirs. I am thankful for God's word and plan of salvation, which affects all of us. Can you imagine living on this earth without it? I'm reminded of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm thankful for our family and our church family who helped to guide my wife, son, daughter-in-law, and me to repent and be baptized in the Apostolic Christian Church. I'm grateful for our church-wide body that we have adopted, and they've adopted us as our family. Let me give you an example. My family moved from Peoria, Illinois to Phoenix in December 1950. The church consisted of seven families and no building. But we instantly became family, and those wonderful people loved children, which we could instantly feel in our heart. I can remember everyone having fun playing softball on Christmas Day in 1950, complete with black dresses and high heels and everything else. The Toledo Church welcomed and adopted us as a family when we lived there in 1967 and 68, and then again in 1974 to 85. Gail repented and was baptized there. An additional blessing was getting to know people in our Detroit church since we shared the same elder. We were adopted by Rudy and Mary Hoffman, Hoffman's family in Roanoke, where we have lots of relatives, where we celebrated 14 Thanksgivings. I'm thankful that we moved to Indianapolis in 1985. We were welcomed here and believed that Indy had great potential. I repented and was baptized in 1987. I was privileged to be on the board of Gateway Woods. And I'm especially thankful that our church ministry always included young people. Gail and I were blessed with having 12 young women live with us, along with other fellow members. We supported the young people who started the Indy Outreach in 1993, and it's still going today. We are thankful to help start the Indy Vision Day and the Thanksgiving program. Above all, we are grateful that Bill and Brandy repented and were baptized, which extends our family and the church body going back into the 1800s. That's through the Herbst and Blunier family. We are thankful for the concern and sympathy on the passing of our daughter Jane, and we appreciate you remembering our 50th wedding anniversary with a dinner and interview here at the church. So above all, we are thankful that God is present in our church. And let me just basically say that recently I had a birthday, and I received a card from our grandson, Gibson. And in that card, there was something that I want to read to all of you, because he says, Pop, he says, it's not only for you, it's for everybody. It's called a prayer for you. I said a prayer for you today, and know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I prayed that he'd be near to you at the start of each new day to grant you health and blessings and friends to share your way. I asked for happiness for you in all things great and small, but it was for his loving care I prayed the most of all. Again, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Bill. And our final presenter tonight will be Ron Gress.
Before I start, I would like my wife to come and join me. What I'm most thankful for. First of all, my one and only God and Jesus Christ, my risen Lord and Savior. God's love, patience, and me as a sinner. My church, the Apostolic Christian Church, the ministers, and the church body. My wife and her family, and the church family at Francisville. My confidant and my dear friend, Wendell Goodman, his unconditional love and his respect. Marcel's family and what they meant to me as I started my journey toward committing my life to Christ. Her family was very instrumental in my conversion. And what I most admired was her mother and father and how they lived such a Christian life instilled in their entire family. Also, how they lived their lives. And even though through hardships and trials, they never wavered from their love of God. All of their family members, and it started with my first experience with them at Carl and Yvonne's house in 1988. And it was Thanksgiving. Their acceptance of me as a stranger. I don't think I ever felt so comfortable being around strangers. They were different, and I wasn't sure why at first. As time went on and got closer and we met more often and the families accepted me, all of them were so consistent in their love, especially Marcel's mother, who was the anchor of the entire family. And how she treated others, including me. And I had not experienced that love, since my mother had died. I have come to believe this family saw something in me that I couldn't even see in myself. They've been so consistent in who they are and how much they love the Lord and how it shows in their effort to constantly help others. Because I saw the family in tragedy and in pain and with great losses to the family members, but they stayed firm in their belief of Jesus. It's truly been a blessing for me, and I will forever be thankful and grateful. And to the Apostolic Christian family, starting with Ken as our leader and the heart and love and the other ministers that we have said. The fellowship of our members and their support in staying grounded in their faith. The very heart of those that serve us so generously and with the mindset of wanting to serve and constantly give to others. The relationship and friendships that have come out of being part of the flock of God and the love of Christ Jesus. By being converted, and how that changes your heart and how you want to serve yourself. And the privilege of being selected by the church and be given the trust of families to teach their children and the love of Christ in Sunday school. Finally, a message to everyone that is a member of this church. Be sure to fully embrace what we have here in Indy as a church family, and be sure to contribute and see the blessings that come from giving from your heart.
One thing Ron failed to mention about this event at Carl and Yvonne's, there was kind of an initiation at that event. Do you want to tell them about that?
No, I'd rather have Kevin tell it.
They put him through the paces, so.
It's a good story, I'll tell anybody.
Oh,
Thank you, Ron, and thank you again, everybody who got up and spoke tonight. And again, I think one word really kind of sums that up, right? And we hear about the good times and bad times, the things we can be thankful for, and that's God's loving kindness. Just to kind of finish a thought here as we sing and Ken prays for us. And as we're thinking about just good times and the things we had to be thankful for, let's not forget those who are serving overseas, our brave men and women that won't be home for Thanksgiving, and for all those who have families who will not have loved ones there because they've passed on. And so as much joy as holidays can bring, they sometimes can too bring sorrow. So we do want to remember those folks. So thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. And let's finish in the Black Book, in the Zion's Harp, number 199, Thanks and Prayer.
Nice evening, very intimate. And I want to first thank Bill, Ben, the committee, Tim, for your willingness to move the program to tonight. If you remember, we were in angst over the baptism date, and the only date that worked was last weekend, and we had to ask you to move it. But I think this is pretty nice. This might be our permanent night for the program. So thank you, the committee. Before we pray, I wanted to thank God just together for what He's done in the past year. And I don't know if this has been a good year for you or not. I hope it has been. I can remember 4 years in my life that were really bad years. But it seems like good things come because the Lord's in it all. And I hope you've had a great year. But when I think of this year, just this past weekend, then I think of taking those four kids, will I offend you, Drew? Where you at, Tatton? 15 and 16-year-olds. But Billy and Brandy, your baptism and your repentance were, I mean, it's what a church is all about. I'm so thankful. I think of Ben and Susie. Are any of the kids here tonight, Ben and Susie? But how awesome is it to see their mother here the last 2 weeks? I mean, I can't even. I mean, when you took those kids in, I didn't know what you were going to do. And I just thank God for those prayers. I mean, listen, church, when you put yourself out there a little bit, I mean, Ben, I don't want to assume you were scared a little bit, but you had to be like, you had to wake up in the morning saying, what am I going to do, right? I mean, to see her here smiling and seeing the love of God, this is what Ron was talking about, right? When you're exposed to the love of God, when you see somebody walk in the door and you know them and you love them, it is His gift to us that we transfer. We show the love of Jesus Christ, and it is just so powerful, so powerful. That's what this body of believers can be and should be. So I'm thinking of our Becky Pearson. Now, we heard some good stories tonight about long histories, but our Becky Pearson is recovering from breast cancer. And she's so shy, she doesn't hardly come around because she doesn't know if she fits in. And I don't care if you don't know her. Find her address and write her a card. Please write Becky Pearson a card. Show her the love of Christ. Just show her the love of Christ. I think Greg and Lisa are driving up to Fort Wayne tonight because his mother's going to pass any hour. And you've all experienced that. And then I found out tonight, Scott, your mom, where's Scott Ringer at? Scotty, he's up. Your dad's in the nursing home, Scott. Come here. Is Dan hiding out there too? What's he got to be thankful for? Dan? Scott, how's your dad? Enough to go into the nursing home. And the cancer's in his bones now then? Yeah. So let's be prayerful for his dad. Tell him his name.
Sorry.
Tell him your dad's name.
Fred.
Fred. Be prayerful for Fred. And we're prayerful for you too, Scott. Well, there's probably things I'm missing, but it's overwhelming and wonderful. So, you know, the best things are yet to come. No matter how bad it is, you wake up in the middle of the night, but the best things are yet to come. So let's put our faith, our hope, and our trust in Him. And I'm going to have him stand, Ben. Is that okay? Let's stand and pray. Oh, Lord, we have such weak minds and we're in the flesh, Lord. We're sorry for that, but yet you know that. You know us. You knew us in our mother's womb. You have been with us in the past. You're with us now, and you will be with us. And Lord, we're so thankful. As it's been said tonight, for the reality of your grace, for the truth in your word, for the power in it all. And Lord, we're so sorry that we complain. We're so sorry when we have so much in abundance and we're worried about things that others would long for. So Lord, in this Thanksgiving season, we praise you. And we repent all at the same time. And we ask for your Spirit to be full in our heart and our life. That your grace would be, that we would be filled with your grace. That tomorrow when we go meet with our families, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, Lord, that we would be an example of what has been done for us. That we would smile. That we would notice others and care for them and love them. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We pray for those that are sick, for Fred, for Becky. Heal her. Care for Fred. Lord, we pray for Greg's mom and for the family as they gather around her in her last hours. And for those that are hurting here, Lord, we pray that you would be present with them and lift them up, and we just thank you again, Lord. We thank you for Jesus and for what that means for us. We pray and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.